Hey, what's up? It's Avery here. Well, I guess who else would it be? It is my own show. You see, my show is on platforms like iTunes and Spotify, and you may wonder, how do I get my show on these platforms? Well, I do it through an app called Anchor. It's free to download, and you can use it on your phone or on your laptop. And it also comes with creation tools that let you edit your show. You can also make that sweet moolah with your podcast with no minimum listenership. So, want to get started? Download the Anchor app on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store, or go to anchor.fm. It's that easy.
Sunday. FC Edmonton are back at it again, still looking for their first win of the 2022 CanPL season. Last week, the Eddies did fall to Pacific FC 2-1 in a game in which many of Alan Cotchie's young players played, in a game in which they probably should have at least taken 1 point. The young players stepped up and impressed the gaffer in a very tight game out in the West Coast.
I think what people will see in every game we play is no matter who plays, whether it's our so-called better players or guys that are towards the bottom of the roster, you're going to see the same effort every single game. We're incredibly proud of the character we have in our locker room, and guys will show up to play in every single game. What we want to build on is obviously the quality in terms of how we play, and we've been spending a lot of time this week trying to get that out of the group. We want to possess the ball more in the game tomorrow, but obviously we've got to come together and perform. And I was happy with some of the young guys that played in that game last week, and hopefully a few of them continue their progression this weekend.
Even though the Eddies are playing underdog this year, and are a team made up of many lone players from around CanPL, Koch still sees improvement in his club, has been pleased with the way his team did press against Pacific late in their game last week.
I think we focused on making sure we're defensively sound, which is a challenge when we're an underdog team. We know we're going to concede goals at times, so making sure that we're defensively sound, but then also trying to be a threat when we have the ball too. And I think that showed in the last game at Pacific. We were pushing at the end to try get ourselves something out of the game. I think it showed in both games against Cavalry too, where we're starting to push to see if we can get something out of it. We're going to try to do the same thing again tomorrow.
Today's game against Atletico Ottawa is kicking off at Clark Stadium right now. But if you can't be down there, you can always tune in and watch on One Soccer.